Unlike a democracy, in a dictatorship, there is no accountability to the public interest. The dictator is fully responsible for public policy, and while the country may have public interest, in fact, every country has public interest, it's irrelevant because the dictator has absolutely no intentions of gauging public interest when creating public policy. Now, a dictatorship is probably the oldest and the most common form of government in history. Not today. There's more democracies than there are dictatorships, and you got to remember that everything is a mixed government. There's varying levels of freedom inside of both democracies and dictatorships. But historically, it's probably the oldest. And it comes about through force. I mean, a dictator must have a strong military, particularly a strong police force, because the home police force is going to keep freedom of expression at bay, so he is able to complete his hold on power. Now, there's a couple of kinds of dictatorships I want to talk about. An autocracy is a government when a single individual holds power. An oligarchy is a government in which a group holds power. And a theocracy would be when a religious group holds power. They're all dictatorships. And the common link in a dictatorship is that without the threat of force, without the use of fear, a dictatorship will eventually collapse. All dictatorships are authoritarian in nature. While they represent the executive power of a government, they also are in control of the judicial branch and the legislative branches of that same government. They manipulate the other two branches. They serve as kind of a puppeteer to run the show and create the illusion of freedom. And so oftentimes dictators will allude to the fact that they really do have a democratic country. And sometimes they're called the Democratic Republic of Egypt under Hosni Mubarak. Well, Hosni Mubarak was not a chosen president. He served as dictator for 30 years before he was overthrown. He provided the illusion of a democracy because he had a legislative branch and he had judges and courts and a judicial branch. But he controlled who was in those judgeships, and he controlled what came out of that legislative branch. In the end, a dictatorship provides a more efficient form of government to people because it doesn't have to go through the messiness of a democracy. Look, a democracy can be horribly dysfunctional at times. Just look at our democracy. There's disagreements, there's partisanship, there's political parties that go after one another. Yeah, governments get stalemated and they can't pass legislation. That doesn't happen in a dictatorship because the dictator is going to make sure that everything goes as he says. By its nature, a democracy provides a platform to challenge the very government that represents it. Whereas in a dictatorship, you don't have a platform to challenge the government. So you get things done. That doesn't mean it's an effective form of government. It isn't effective because in the end, a dictatorship is never going to reflect the will of the people. Public interest is irrelevant until what's time the dictator is challenged, the pitchforks and the torches come, and the castle is overrun by the peasants.